day like this. Dermot and Dave on Today FM. 087-4100-102 if you want to drop a text in or a WhatsApp, whatever you want to do there. Or you can Snapchat us, of course. We are Dermot and Dave on Snapchat.
Now, it is time for our new segment called This.
Dermot and Dave's.
Mind yourself now. Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Dermot and Dave's Mind Yourself Now on Today FM.
So I think you know what it's called now. So each Monday, we get in an expert who can help us with aspects of our mind and our bodies and our spirits. So today is definitely about our bodies and all the things that go with it, and especially the stuff that we put into it. We've got Shelley Gray, a dietitian and food expert, who's also a presenter here at Today FM, and she knows all there is to know about food and everything that it can do for you. And
not all.
Yeah, I was going to say, Shelley just threw you a look there, Dermot, going, yeah. Well, now, slow up there.
You guys have been firing in your questions. Actually, before we get to those, Shelley, is there anything you recommend for Dave? Because he spent 3 hours at a panto yesterday and was up all night because his kid puked all over him.
So
he's a bit grumpy. Is there anything he could eat that would help him?
I think you just need to go home, go to sleep. That's right. It.
That's what the dietitian said. You press the buttons.
Yeah. Oh no, are they all right?
Off school, a few of them today. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I'm sure they're all right. The main thing is, guys, I'm not infectious yet. He said, hopefully.
Let's start with this one, Shelley. Should I be giving my toddler iron supplements as I'm afraid they're not getting enough in their diet? That's one from our listeners.
Good question. Ideally, no, but iron is a really, really important nutrient for toddlers. And when we're talking about toddlers, actually, it's about 1 year to 3 year. And the big kind of area of growth for them at that stage is their brain. Their brain is growing really, really rapidly. They say their brain is grown by about 1 gram in weight per day. So if you can imagine your own brain, you'd be fairly top heavy.
Absolutely.
Like. So iron is a really important nutrient for brain development. So foods like red meat is really important, poultry and fish. They can get iron from non-meat sources like dark green vegetables or pulses like your chickpeas, your beans, your lentils.
Now, I'm a dad of four, Dermot's a dad of three. We know what happens. You go to your kids, here, have your chickpea, lentil, broccoli, beef casserole. They look at you and go, I want Cocoa Pops. So if this person is saying like they're not going to eat those things, are supplements the way to go?
No. Now, you can introduce fortified foods. So like you say there, like if they're having breakfast cereal, make sure it's a nice fortified one which has iron added into them.
Right.
Just check the label. And there's also fortified milks or growing up milks, which can be quite handy for toddlers. Just not to over rely on the growing up milks. So only about 300 mils in the day, but that can give a nice boost to the diet. But I'm kind of reluctant to kind of mention these because you want them to focus on the food.
On the food they should be eating. Yeah.
But just be reassured, like mums and dads at home, all toddlers, it'd be unusual for them not to go through a fussy phase. Mm. All toddlers go through a fussy phase, and it's quite worrying for parents because they could have been eating like everything, then all of a sudden it's like, no, don't like that. So the best kind of piece of advice would be persistent and be the bad cop. Like, don't give in to them. Like, don't give them the Cocoa Pops, you know, if they don't eat their dinner. Be very, very kind of cruel to be kind. You can tell I actually don't have kids. So I'm sure if I did have kids.
Yeah, but no,
you can sneak the stuff into them though. Green smoothies and stuff like that, you can get the good stuff into
them. Yeah, or like soup, especially coming into winter, like, you know, just a nice soup and you can whiz up some chicken fillet or some beef into the soup as well. So there's always ways to kind of sneak some iron-rich foods into the diet. But I would really encourage meat in a toddler's diet. And I do understand some parents might be vegetarian themselves or vegan. But if you can, if it's not for a religious or cultural reason, if you can give your children meat, it's really, really important in their diet.
And it's easy to forget the red meat as well, because you kind of go, chicken, fish. And all of a sudden it's like, no, hang on a second. It's been 2 weeks. They haven't had any beef or anything else.
Yeah, so red meat would be very rich in iron. So like a spag ball or like a lasagna or little like toddler burgers as well, which is always fun. They like to pick up foods with their hands.
Or a fillet steak for baby Tarquin.
I constantly feel bloated after eating certain foods, there's another question. I think it's mostly bread and pastas. Do you have any idea as to what the issue might be and how to solve it?
Yeah, I suppose everyone gets a little bit bloated after meals, especially if they've overeaten. So if you eat too much, you can be bloated. I suppose if it's going on for a long time, as in maybe over 6 months, it's chronic bloating, it could be IBS. So just kind of from a basic level, some of the advice would be to drink lots of water. Especially before a meal, drink a glass of water. Cut down on alcohol if you do drink alcohol. Also cut down on really kind of high, fatty, greasy foods. And chew your food. I can't stress that enough. Like, chew your food and eat your food slowly. And a lot of us don't. I need to take my own advice as well because we're always rushing.
Yeah.
But if you're rushing and eating really, really fast, you're kind of gulping a lot of air as well, and that can exacerbate the IBS.
Oh, right.
Would
all on air.
Would a non-wheat alternative help in terms of pastas and stuff like that? Because certainly with my own missus, if she eats starchy foods like crisps or normal pastas, that'll happen to her. But if she eats stuff that's maybe a spelt pasta or something else like that, yeah, the same kind of bloating doesn't occur.
And it is possible that they are hypersensitive to, for example, wheat. And there's, I suppose, 1 in 5 people actually do experience IBS. So it is worthwhile going to a dietitian and getting your dietitian to assess you. And they might put you on a diet, what's called a FODMAP diet. So FODMAP. And that stands for fermentable oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols. But basically,
why do they shorten it to FODMAP? I mean, it just rolls off the tongue. Like.
Basically, they're fermentable carbohydrates that usually should be broken down in the small intestine. But for some reason, you know, for people with IBS, they bypass that and they go into the gut.
Oh.
And then the gut bacteria start to ferment them and they produce lots of gas. And that kind of causes the bloating, and also a lot of water is drawn into the gut as well. So they can experience diarrhea, or they could experience constipation as well. But FODMAPs, they're present in loads of foods, but loads of really healthy foods. So it is important that you do not go onto a FODMAP diet on your own. Like, don't Google it and start eliminating all these foods, because you have to eliminate like things like broccoli and onion and garlic and wheat and things like that. But a dietitian will make sure that they'll eliminate those foods for about 6 to 8 weeks, but they'll make sure that you have other foods from nutrients from other places.
Brilliant.
And then they'll reintroduce them. It sounds awful, but they will reintroduce them.
Here's one that maybe concerns people who go to the gym quite a lot, or maybe this person from a different angle. Are protein shakes and supplements good for you? I started taking them recently because of my busy lifestyle. But sometimes, certainly if you're going to the gym, you feel maybe I should be having protein shakes. And then which ones should I be drinking? Because some of the weird shops that sell them, you're like, what the hell is in these things?
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose the answer is no, especially if they're not like really going hard at it in the gym. Like an extreme athlete, like as in if they're training for the Olympics or something, they might need a protein shake. For the majority of people, they actually don't. They can get enough protein from their diet if they're eating, you know, meat and dairy and things like that. But especially if they're just not going to the gym, I think that person says they just have a busy lifestyle and it's just out of handiness, I think they're looking for it. So definitely don't, because too much protein as well, if you're not using it up or if you don't need it, it'll just actually stores fat.
Yeah.
So, no, definitely, if you're not an extreme athlete, you do not need protein supplements.
Oh, I need it so. Pretty extreme in the gym. I go extremely infrequently.
A glass of milk after a workout, like, it provides enough protein for you.
Okay. Yeah. I know it's an age-old question, says a text. Struggling with portion sizes for my kids, what should it be? I have to say, I struggle with this. In fact, I cook mostly I cook more often than my missus does in the house, but I will ask her to dole out the food, because I either load up a mountain of food and she goes, what are you doing? She's two. Or I put like 2 bits of pasta and a bit of sauce and she's like, come on. So she does the portions, I do the cooking. But what is the accurate portion size for a kid?
I suppose if we start off with maybe meat, say a chicken fillet, it would be about 40, 45 grams, which would be about half a chicken fillet.
Right.
Or say now it was like minced beef, would be about 4 dessert spoons of meat. Or fish fingers, like 2 fish fingers, half a fish fillet as well. In terms of your kind of starchy carbohydrates, I could be here all day. Don't worry, I'm not going to go through every single food. But about 2 kind of dessert spoons of mashed potato, or 4 dessert spoons of cooked pasta or cooked rice. What else? Vegetables, about 3 florets of broccoli. That would be a portion as well. There's a really good document that any parents out there with toddlers, they should just download. It's from Safe Food. So if you just Google Safe Food toddler portion sizes, it's a really good document, and it's visual as well. It shows you in pictures. So
it's really helpful.
It's hard, like, you know, even dietitians can't always remember the portion sizes, but don't give them too much, obviously.
Here's one, I don't know if you could help with this, but I suppose we're entering party season at the moment, where people are probably going to find themselves out after work a bit more often than they're used to. They probably maybe have commitments that they have to go to, you know, and they end up drinking a bit more or whatever. What stuff can you do in advance of the next crazy 5 or 6 weeks to sort of protect yourself from ending up 2 stone heavier than you intended to be at the start of 2018?
As in, are you saying like we should starve now and then
binge at the party and starve?
No, obviously that's not the advice. the advice, and you're going to say, oh, go away, you party pooper, but just don't overdo it on those days. As in, take it easy with your drink, you know, start mixing in, you know, sparkling water into your wine, or Diet 7-Up into your wine, you know, to make the alcohol go longer, but you're not drinking as much alcohol. Just, I suppose, be careful in the nibble things that you might have at parties as well, because you could be eating them, you know, even before your dinner, and then all of a sudden you've kind of eaten your calories worth of, basically, for the day in nibbles.
Yeah, I was at a Christmas party lunch thing on Friday, and I had a full Christmas dinner, but like massive starter, dinner, and then in between dinner and dessert, people came around with plates of treats. So I was like, mince pie, chocolate, another mince pie, a little bit of it. And then came dessert. I was like, well, I rolled. And then there was a selection box under everyone's chair. So I had to have a bit of that as well, sitting around. So I rolled out of the place. So you're right. You have to kind of limit yourself a little bit.
And if you do go mad, like for 1 or 2 days, it's not the end of the world. It's like, just get back on track. That's it. Yeah.
Which is worse, the actual boozing or the crap we eat after the boozing?
Well, the boozing leads to that, though. The boozing leads to poor decision making.
Yeah, that is a very good point. So both are damaging.
I have to admit, I was driving on Friday, so I just made all the bad decisions myself. I'm totally responsible for it.
But alcohol definitely, like in terms of, if we're getting serious, and in terms of disease, like alcohol definitely cutting it down is beneficial. Okay. So limit yourself, pace yourself.
You're right, you are a party pooper. Shelley Gray, dietitian and food expert, and also a fine presenter here at Today FM. Thanks for dropping into us. And if you have any questions for Shelley, we can pass her on. Maybe we can get to them next time she drops in. 087-4100-102. Shelley, thanks for dropping in.
Thank you.
Here's Uman Lord on Today FM with Dermot and Dave.
Served time, had nobody to blame. Head down, hidden in shame. Set free, it's me on the seashore. Looking up, pray I'm gonna be more. Oh, my sin, I'll be done. Gotta shout, stop, I am living too.